At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Gaetz pulls out as the Attorney General nominee, and we go now.
He did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
good.
And we go now to the celebrity guest line, where we're joined by Scott McFarlane. He's the congressional correspondent for CBS News. He also has the best voice in the business. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
It's very nice billing. I appreciate you.
So Gaetz pulls out. It seems like he accepted the inevitable, the Trump administration, seeing that he probably wasn't going to get through. They've now nominated Pam Biondi, the former Attorney General of Florida. How's she being received on the Hill?
It's a much different dynamic because Pam Biondi is a more traditional pick. She has served as an attorney general in Florida for quite some time. She's clearly a loyalist of Donald Trump's because she served on his defense team at his first impeachment before the U.S. Senate, the trial in 2020. She's also a fixture at Mar-a-Lago, but we're not getting the same reaction we got in the first half day after Matt Gaetz's nomination was announced, because when Matt Gaetz's nomination was announced, we had to convince multiple senators for whom we were asking reaction that it was not, in fact, a prank, that it was true that Gaetz was the nominee. This is getting a much different, more muted, less vitriolic response from U.S. senators.
So I've heard the theory, and maybe it's unknowable, but I've heard the theory that this was all sort of staged. You appoint Gaetz, he resigns from Congress. There is some precedent then for not releasing the ethics report, and he walks away, and that was always the plan, and he goes off to run for governor of Florida. Is that being discussed? Is that a possible explanation for what we've lived through?
We were assured there was no three-dimensional chess being played here when Matt Gaetz's name surfaced, that it was in fact who Trump wanted. He wanted a change agent at the Department of Justice who had loyalty, and Matt Gaetz was, if nothing else, promising to be a change agent. He still can, if he chooses to, take the seat he won in November, on November 5th, as a U.S. House member in Florida. He resigned from this Congress, this 118th Congress, but he can't and has not yet resigned from the 119th Congress, and no special election has been called to fill that seat. So if he wants to, he could become House member Matt Gaetz again in January, but also he is very much rumored to be pursuing the governorship in Florida. There's also the potential that a Senate seat opens up in Florida if Marco Rubio is confirmed as the next Secretary of State, and the governor would appoint a fill-in senator for Marco Rubio. So lots of options there for Matt Gaetz, even though it's no longer an option to be the Attorney General.
So everyone knows Pam Biondi to be a close ally and supporter of Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. But as you know as well as anybody, I'm sure the Oppo people are out digging up some information. Have they found anything that could be problematic for her as she tries to go and get Senate confirmation?
Yeah, make no mistake. This will be a high-profile confirmation hearing. This is a particularly important job, as Donald Trump has described it, and he's putting a loyalist as the Department of Justice Attorney General, which is to a degree problematic to a number of Democrats and critics who say the Department of Justice needs to be independent of the White House to do its job properly and to abide by the Constitution. So she'll face questions about how loyal she is to Donald Trump, what she owes Donald Trump, what she'll do for Donald Trump in a position where she is supposed to be necessarily independent. We know that Donald Trump and Pam Biondi have a relationship that predates his first term in office. They'll look for campaign donations. They'll look for communication between the two, even before he became president. But I'd watch this one. No matter who else makes it to confirmation hearings, this will be one of the most closely watched.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane is our guest. There are three other, I guess you would say, most controversial appointments that are pending. You've got Tulsi Gabbard for the Director of National Intelligence, Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense, and, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services. What's the thinking on the Hill about their likelihood for confirmation, and is one of them the least likely to be confirmed, in your opinion?
I think that you've mentioned the correct two to scrutinize. There's any number of people concerned about Tulsi Gabbard, especially her former colleagues in the U.S. House. Recall, she was a Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii in the U.S. House, and I've had multiple colleagues of hers say that she is the wrong choice for this job because they believe her to be somewhat compromised and to be echoing the talking points of Vladimir Putin and Russia, and that she making a visit to Syria and the Syrian leadership in 2017 is problematic also, considering what was going on in Syria in 2017. So if there are concerns about her having unhealthy alliances with U.S. enemies, giving her the nation's most secretive and classified intelligence is going to give some people concern. That's going to be echoed by senators. That's going to be an issue at her confirmation hearings. I think she may be the most scrutinized of those who remain. Pete Hegseth has, over the past 24 hours, defended himself and said that he was exonerated of a sexual misconduct allegation from 2017, but the police report was just released. It is an ugly read. It is a horrible set of accusations against him from a woman 7 years ago. And the question is, how many questions will he face about sexual improprieties in his past? Are there more things that have yet to surface about Pete Hegseth? And does that derail him with some of the softer Trump-aligned Republican senators? Those are the two. Yeah. And I think in that order.
Yeah, I think something we're all going to be keeping an eye on. Before we let you go, I understand we're not doing FBI background checks on any of these people, which is somewhat unusual. I want to ask you, though, about the security clearance. Once these folks are sworn in, they've got to get a security clearance. Is that something that the president can choose to ignore and just grant the security clearance, or is there a formalized process that they have to go through in order to receive those clearances?
It's our understanding that the president-elect could try to circumvent that process and have his own private background check service do the scrutiny between now and the beginning of his presidency. And that's an issue that's going to cause concern. But what senators have noted over the past few days is that their background checks for confirmation are their work and cannot be circumvented. So if there are issues that are going to surface in a background check, senators seem confident they may be able to find it as they do confirmation processes on any nominee who comes before them for confirmation.
Last question before we let you go. There's been some talk about, quote, recess appointments for some of these cabinet official, you know, top level cabinet officials. Is that now off the table or is that still being discussed?
We'll see if Trump flirts openly with that again. You know, he posted on social media his intention to try to have recess appointments to circumvent the Senate and get controversial nominees through. If he says it again, I'd be mindful of that possibility because he does have a Republican-controlled House and Senate who could go on recess to suit him. But they are very protective of their advising consent duties and don't want to lose them, don't want to unilaterally disarm. And with Matt Gaetz off the table now, perhaps the need for recess appointments is wildly diminished.
Thanks so much to you, Scott McFarlane, CBS News correspondent, congressional correspondent.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.